Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Thank you.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care product on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's Friday, October 14th of 2022, and I just wanted to remind everybody, coming up in just a bit, we have part two of our special, very special audio from the recent Zoom meeting on bullying. That was headed up by my dear brother, Dr. Leroy Hines. You guys know him. And coming up a little later in the spotlight hour, between 8 and, say, 9, we will be continuing with this discussion on bullying. And just like yesterday, today's edition will focus a little bit more on the hair and beauty industry's approach to solving this issue in our community and really the world at large. So it's going to be very, very interesting. We have a full-on panel discussion today, so you don't want to miss it, and we're real excited. I just wanted to say thank you for paying attention to this. This is something that that we are taking and picking up the mantle on, and we will really continue on to push this forward until it literally has been cut out and done so by the hair and beauty folks and those of us at Hair Radio and our partners. So we want you guys to stay tuned. As always, each day we focus on the huge economic disparity that exists in the country, and particularly where we in this community can do better to support one another's businesses. We're going to have this incredible piece that we run literally every day by Miss Maggie Anderson to explain all that. So stay with us. Maggie Anderson is up next with this piece. We'll be right back.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be, There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. Listen every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern to Vet Talk with Michael Hopkins, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, live. We're all about hair, beauty, and community. Catch the replay.
Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, streaming at Upscale Magazine Radio.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, and we are celebrating the Year of the Family. Listen weekdays to catch our original programming with special guests and amazing topics for your entire family, health, wealth, wellness, and so much more. It's the YOTF right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're going to love it. And now, back to our show.
be neglected. I won't be denied the pleasure of your kisses, the pleasure of your smile. I think you take for granted I'll always be here just because I love you. It doesn't mean I won't despair.
Hair and body, and I love the hair radio show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to say, I'm on the line with two of my favorite folks in the whole wide world. Just supposed to come into our radar not all that long ago, but, you know, you guys have made such a big impact. You really have. First, I am talking to Takiya Chase-Smith. She's an author in her own right, and she's been with us many, many times. But I think she's better known as the mother of Cammy, who is also just an author. And Cammy's book is, of course, Cammy's Spot Party. And Cammy, now I've got to check in with you guys on this. Cammy, how old are you now? Are you 10? Are you 10 or are you 11 yet?
I'm 11.
You're 11?
Yes, I'm 11.
Wow.
Still.
Okay. Wow. Well, first of all, it's nice to have you back on the show.
Thank you. It's nice being here.
Yes. Well, I just want to remind everybody again, Cammy, like we said, just 11 years old and an author in her own right already with Cammy's Spa mm-hmm. Party. What can you tell us about your book?
I made it when I was getting to creating it at the age of 6, and I had it published at the age of 7.
Amazing.
And I made it because my mom is used to do hair.
Yeah. And why was that important for you to do a book about that?
It was important for me to do a book because my grandma and my mom used to sell a whole bunch of stuff, and they had a lot of money, so I wanted money too.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm loving this. First, I want, since we're on radio, I want folks to know how to spell your name, Cammy. I know, but I want you to share it with everybody so when they look up and Google Cammy Spa Party, they can find you easily.
Okay. K-A-M-I-L-O-V-E.
Awesome. Don't you just love it? Beautiful name. Okay, so I want to know, and I know I've asked you this before, Cammy, but it really interests me. Like for the kids who've read your book, for the young people, let me be politically correct, for the young folks who are perhaps in your school, what has their response been again about Cammy's Spot Party?
I don't tell a whole bunch of people, but I told one of my friends, and she was like, that's good, like, she just said that it was good, but at my old school when I was in elementary, everyone knew that I was an author, so they were asking if they could purchase it, and I also told one of, she's like a therapist, but I told the school disciplinary teacher, and she asked if tomorrow I can bring her a copy of my book, and she wants to read it, and if she likes it, she's going to purchase it.
Wow. Wow. Doesn't that make you feel great?
Yes. It makes me feel good that I have people at my school that support my business and support me.
Well, okay, yes, and that's important. Now, Cammy, I don't think I ever asked you this. What are you looking to do down the road when you grow up, so to speak? What would you like to do? Are you going to continue to write, or do you have some other things that you want that you'd like to accomplish?
I like writing, but I feel like writing is it gets a lot of people somewhere. But I'm not really motivated. I'm motivated, but I don't feel like that I'm going to want to follow, keep doing that and follow my mom and my grandma's footsteps. I feel like I'm going to take my own path.
Awesome.
And do what I like. And some things that I like are volleyball. I like playing volleyball. I'm not going to join a team right now, but I'm going to think about it. But I've also liked being, like, I like drama, and, like, I've been thinking about joining, like, a drama club or something. So probably try that out. But something that I'm probably...
Yeah.
But something that I'm probably going to end up doing.
Yeah.
Something that I'm going to probably end up doing for a long period of time would be nails, because that's what I'm most interested in.
Is that not just awesome? Well, we have a good, on good account that you're going to just knock the doors down with whatever you decide to do. So we support you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I want to bring, and again, folks, if you're just tuning in, let me just make sure you guys know we're talking to Cammy Love, of course. Cammy Love is the author. She's only 11 years old. And I got to say this, I think that Cammy's done more, you know, than quite a few folks that I know personally out there, a lot older than 11 already. So I think I'm going to say it's not too late for you guys out there. And if Cammy can do it, we can do it. And I think that's the message of today. Cammy Spa Party. Now, Cammy, I want to just tell everybody again, the book itself, the story, is there something that you want to share with why everybody should read this book?
I think that some people should try my book out. And the reason I think that they should try out my book is because it's, like, it's talking about something that a lot of people have, which is hair, and it's talking about how to take care of your hair, and then a lot of people that I know have teeth, and it's just talking about, like, hygiene and how to keep things clean.
I love it. It gets no better than that on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Great job, Cammy. Awesome job, okay? Very nice. So, again, Cammy Spa Party, please pick it up. We're going to, it's out there through, I'm sure, wherever you get your books. Also, if you have any questions, you can, of course, come through Hair Radio and the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we'll point you in the right direction to pick up Cammy Spa Party. Thank you, Cammy. Thank you. Such a great job. All right.
Thank
now,
you.
Yes, you got it. I want to bring your mom back into our conversation this morning, Takiya Chase Smith. I want to say thank you. Yes, good morning to you. Now, what do you say when you have just heard Cammy so full, so poised and talking about a book that she's written? How does that make you feel?
It really makes me feel good. I get excited every time she talks about her book and what she's working on, her projects, because, you know, when I was younger, I was not thinking business or authorship or anything like that. So to have her actually working and putting in hard work and doing it, it really excites me. I'm like, okay, it motivates other people to get started, and it just makes me so happy. I'm like, I love this child of mine.
Oh, wow. Well, as I have heard right on through the microphone, that's going around there at your house. So I think, yeah, you're always so ebullient, always so full of joy. And Cammy is the same way. And I think that that is just remarkable. You're always polite and supportive. And it's just incredible. I think the world of you guys, and you're doing such great things.
Thank you.
Yes. So now when I hear this, and I said, wow, 11 years old, and there's so many folks out there who, you know, and I really meant it. It's inspiring for us. We're inspired by someone way younger.
Yes. Absolutely.
And that's incredible. So we're going to keep a lookout. We want folks to make sure and pick up Cammy's book again, Cammy Spa Party. And that should be out there on Amazon as well and out where you can get the books from. So real important. And what else do you want folks to know about Cammy's book?
I
It's motivational. It talks about her experience in a children's hair salon. So it motivates little girls that are going to hair salons to kind of, you know, be happy there, be comfortable with their hairstylist. Mm-hmm. So that was a good thing. And again, it talks about different hygiene products. It touches a little bit on bullying. So there are very valuable aspects that children can learn from the book.
And I love that we're making this available right through the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's, you know, just the perfect synergy. And so every time that we chat with you guys, we are so excited. We really are. And just doing a great job. And so please keep us informed. We will be checking in with you again soon, Takiya. And I've got to say, you know, that in case you guys didn't hear about it already, Takiya will be hosting and co-hosting a brand new segment right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show Network. On her book, she has a book called Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past. And I'm looking forward to your new show. I really am, Takiya. What do you expect to, you know, to put out there? What's the message of this new show on forgiveness?
Well, one, I thank you for the opportunity for this new show that we're going to be doing. And I just want people to make, make yourself, put yourself in a better position. So forgive someone that may have hurt you. So that you are able to thrive and just move on with your life. Again, it's not always about the person that harmed you, but if you forgive them, then you can move on and you'll feel better about yourself. So I want you to feel good and be excited moving forward. Yeah. So let's go ahead and forgive them and move on.
Takiya Chase Smith, the author of Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past, brand new show. She's bringing her an adaptation of her book to our airways. And you guys out there can be featured on one of the segments. If you have a story to tell and you're not shy, please, please contact our show and contact our network. You can easily do so. We'll give you all the information on that. And appear right here on the radio show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show's new Forgiveness, really, the new show. And we will tell your story, and you can share your story, and then you're going to have the experts weigh in on the best advice you could possibly receive. So I'm excited. I'm excited, Takiya. This is going to be great.
I am, too. I'm over here I'm in here smiling with joy. I can't wait for us to get started. This is going to be phenomenal.
Me too. Oh, now here we go. Forgiveness. Okay. So, again, listen, just again, thank you so much. We just appreciate you guys so much. And, again, don't forget Cammie's book, of course, Cammie's Spa Party. Cammie Love is the author, and we just appreciate her as well. Takiya Chase Smith, who is the lady behind all of this, really just doing an incredible job as a mom and just helping with all that that your daughter's doing through her author work, just real and book work, we should say, just doing a great job. And again,
Thank you. Your book,
Takiya Chase Smith, Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past, and look out very soon, or I should say listen out for her new show right here on Hair Radio. Until next time, thank you, Takiya. Great job. And thank Cammie for us. Outstanding. All right.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair masks, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
As I said, you can pass by a young person and say something, and you never know, that may be the thing that triggered them. That may be the whole turning point. Just, you know, a kind word or something to that effect. Whenever those opportunities present themselves, we may be that person to say something to them that an hour later, they probably would have committed suicide or
exactly
took someone's life. But based off of them crossing our path at that particular time, and we're taking that opportunity to say whatever we say to them, that may have been the turning point. So I think seizing the moment in the moment, just taking that opportunity whenever that opportunity presented itself.
I was going to say, add on to that is, I mean, we have a unique opportunity because as adults, as confident adults, martial artists, that we can make a change to others. For example, for me, I'm big on positive reinforcement. So, you know, for example, my daughter was not doing good in her schooling, and she was making an F, and I wasn't happy. However, she got her grade up to a C in a week's time. And so I'm all for positive reinforcement. So I gave her a gift for doing that. And I think that is an example. And like Grandmaster said, is you want to seize that moment, but not only in words, I think also in actions. There is a young lady.
All right. It's Friday morning, October 14th of 2022. It's our show number 773. And yes, we're live right now. It's about 6:40 in the morning. You guys are listening to part two of our very special programming on the subject of bullying. This is a Zoom call audio that we felt was important that we participated in just recently. Now, coming up mid-show, we've got some live talk with our amazing panel of experts and specialists and all of that, of course. And into the third hour that we will continue the discussion with a whole new angle on bullying. So it's the part two of our special programming today. So right now, please continue to keep it right here. Some amazing things that is uncovered in this conversation first that we're just airing on the Zoom of the bullying that was brought to us just recently. So we brought to everybody recently. So please keep it right here. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more to get to this morning. It's a very special show on this Friday morning. Stay tuned.
And you know, to me, like the one of the things I've learned, and I've learned this from mentoring people professionally as well as in the martial arts, is that I always find something good. I can find some bad things too, but in the final analysis, I'm going to always say something good, some kind of way, because the reason why, it's so important to help develop that psyche of an individual, make that folks, make these folks or whoever they are feel that they can do almost anything. In general, my outlook is that way, because I constantly tell people, difficult things take a little, it could be done immediately. Impossible things just take a little while to get them done. And so when people are doing things, just like Greg and I think Greg, Amir, and Abdullah this morning in class, a lot of the work that they put in this morning, I was really proud of them. I thought that they all did well, and they're going to hear that. I'll be sending a link out later on today. It's so important to put that out there like that, because today, as in this modern day age of teaching martial arts, that old kind of nonsense that you see folks are doing around these dojos and stuff, we don't teach like that anymore. What it is that it's about material, and it is also about the ability to affect a person's life and move them in the right direction. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing that and you're basically just teaching somebody karate, how far does that go? How long do you need to do that? And I know, and everyone on this call, particularly all of us basically are from the same family of karate, and to some of us, like my brother Kerry, is from the family, you know, but the whole thing is that it's so important to push individuals by giving positive reinforcement. Believe me, it goes a long way, and I do that regardless. You know, I don't believe in just tearing somebody down. If I'm hard on someone, I always find a way to turn it back up. You know, and my hardness is only to basically to draw attention to what may be wrong. But then in the wrong, I'm always looking for some daylight in it. And I found out by doing that, people don't feel that you're putting them down or that you're not trifling over their effort. You know, you want them to really feel good about the effort that they're doing, and you want them to be able to feel that, hey, you know what? Yeah, I may have gotten this wrong, but I know I can get this right now, and I feel that he's actually giving me this way to do it, and he's not just tearing me down. It's not personal. I don't teach martial arts to boost my ego or anything like that. Everybody who know me know how I feel about teaching martial arts. I don't like it. I despise it. I hate being a teacher. I think, you know, Raina, something tells me that you may be pretty much like me.
I think Raina just lost off.
Okay. I think Raina is like me too. I didn't want to be a teacher, but I was forced to do it. And the fact that I'm forced to do it, I'm going to do it right. And I'm going to make sure that individuals who train with me are successful. Like I always tell people, because I don't believe in failure, that means that they don't believe in failure either. It's awesome. Kind of difficult to fail.
Awesome. I just want to say I'm going to continue this conversation as well. I love it so much. I'm so inspired to move this discussion as well over to our radio show next week. Thank you. Wow.
Awesome.
Very interesting. Yeah.
You know, I want to say this while Tabby is on. Tabby and Raina both been in the class, and just as an example as to how you carry yourself, how you present things to other people when you're talking with them. A lot of our young ladies that been in our class, they kind of watch Raina and Tabby, and they kind of pattern themselves after them. They're, whether they're talking to them or not, they just kind of watch them. And some of the young ladies, when Raina and Tabby is not there for a while, they'll ask about them, hey, where is Tabby? Where is Raina? Because they want to see. They want to see what they're doing. So I said that to say this. A lot of times we can mentor young people or even another adult without ever having a word with them. They're watching us. They're watching our actions. They're watching how we present ourselves to other people. And that's another way of mentoring people. So exactly. I think we have to be very careful and how we present ourselves, because we never know the effect that we're having on another person's life just through our presence.
Yep. No, I agree with you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So you have to be in class, man. They be asking about you, especially what's her name, Kayla.
Yeah, I was gonna say Kayla.
Man, yeah. she love you. She ask about you when you're not there.
Oh, she's a good kid.
Yeah, but you definitely had some impact on her life.
Yeah, but you know what, and in the case of Raina as well as Tabby, you know, they're both people who are successful in and out of the martial arts, and they're great examples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in general, and I think that even if they know who they are, like say for an example, the younger girls like Sawali and Lucy and all of them, if they knew who they are, which they do of course, that and they just don't do nothing but just be there. That is adding value to the environment of just the fact that you have someone like those two people being there,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's very important. I know that like, you know, we have like, let me see, we have maybe about, and I know a couple of young people on this call. I see Jamal is on there, and Jamal is up in New Jersey, and I'm not going to say how old you are, Jamal, because I'm not going to put you out there like that. But you know, I'm always telling like, you know, the waziers that he worked with to make sure you put this example together, because we have to basically be a certain type of way. I can't go up there doing this crazy, crazy stuff or acting certain ways. I can't put my finger out the door and see which way the wind is blowing to determine whether I'm going to do this or do that. I have to be consistent in everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that, hey, I don't feel like teaching a class on a Sunday morning. There have been times, I think, when I had COVID, but I was even watching on video while they was teaching, while the class is going on. I have to continue to keep it going on. But what I'm doing in doing that is setting a precedent to show that we have to continue on. We have to believe in what it is that we're doing. And the overall mission is, the overall mission is to inspire and to lift lift the consciousness of people, lift their abilities in terms of not just in the martial arts, but out of the martial arts, then what it is as an instructor, that's kind of like what we have to do, or as a senior belt. And I know that I could tell you now, a lot of times people always ask me about Raina. Matter of fact, Raina, I kid you not, there's a lady, her name is, I'll tell you right now what her name is.
I think Raina, she left the call.
Okay. Because the lady asked me just this morning, who was that lady that was in the video that was doing, that was taking a mirror now and stuff like that. And I told her, I said, oh, you know what? I said, you're talking about Raina. Her name was Deatra. She was at an event in Maryland yesterday, and she saw her and she reached out because of Valencia, Robinson Valencia. And she asked me, she said, who was her? Then even my sister told me yesterday, Cece, she said, you know, I saw Raina do that to Amir, because she knows Amir. And she said, I feel confident that now that I could get out there. And she told me, I said, come on. I said, I've been waiting for this all your life. You know? So like, you know, the thing is that we touch people and we don't even really know we touch mm-hmm. people. And Greg, you know, how many times have I told you that? You don't know who's looking at you, who's inspired by you. Folks like you when they don't like me. And I'm okay with that, though. But, you know, somebody got to be liked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing is that, like, you know, we take it for granted. Well, we take it as instructors for granted sometimes, our position. I never take it for granted because I know for a fact what it is that I'm doing when I do this and do that and do that and do this. And I always have to present in a certain type of way. When you have kids around you, and at one point I had a lot of kids, including my own, there. And when they see me and they see that I'm energized, they see I'm doing this, with this level of enthusiasm, they feel enthusiastic. I remember one time my daughter told me she had to fight this boy. And she said, Dad, that boy got to be, my daughter was like around about 9 years old at the time. The boy had to be like 13, 14 years old. And she said, Dad, that boy right there, that boy is like a grown man. I said, yeah. I said, he is. And so one of the other black belts, one of my other kids, black belt solar, he said, when you get out there, don't fight her like a girl. Don't fight him like a girl. And he said, hit him. She said, all you have to do is create some pain. And she said, well, I am a girl, and that's what I'm going to do. And she zigzagged him, went in the air, and she brought religion to him. And the boy started crying. Because what it is that empowerment, that yes, I can attitude, that is what I'm always pushing. Yes, I can. Not only in the martial arts with kids, out of school. And believe me, I'm one of those instructors that used to show up at people's schools.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it for years. I've done it up in New Jersey. I did it in Georgia. A lot of times I find out that, like, you know, if I find that the students are acting out, I used to go and I used to show up there. And that's the reason why it's really important to do what we do and to take stock in what we do and continue doing what we do and continue to find ways that we could better what we do.
Absolutely.
Wow. Awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah. Anything else from anyone?
Well, you know, the thing with me, again, I think just intentionally, when you have the opportunity to encourage a young person, I think, you know, that's very important to be intentional. And also consistency is really important, being consistent with the way that you carry yourself, especially as martial arts instructors, because we have a certain stigma anyway. And when you talk about martial arts or any kind of sports, a lot of people look at, you know, the level of discipline and etiquette, the way we carry ourselves, the way we talk to people and different things of that nature. You know, just real quick, once I was in Dallas, Texas at the Galleria, and I deal with a lot of kids, and I was there, and I heard some kids calling my name. And I turned around, and it was some of my students from Oklahoma. And I'm thinking, right away, what if I would have been acting a certain way and they saw me?
Right.
Then all value would have been totally over. They never would have believed anything else I said based off of the way that I was carrying myself at that time away from them. So we have to be consistent. And I think it's really important that consistency is really important to help develop a roadmap for them.
Exactly.
So that they know kind of the way to go. And, you know, and it's our hope that the people that we deal with, whether they're youth or whether they're young adults, that they can go on and be productive and not be that person to seek vengeance of some sort because of a certain feeling that they have, whether it's been something from childhood or whether it's something temporarily or whatever, as long as we can do our part to help them develop in a way to where they can handle those days, or if they see that they need help, they don't have so much pride that they won't reach out and get the help. And as instructors, I think we should always be conscious of that.
Exactly. You know, all right. So before I go around the horn, what I wanted to do, I wanted to just state one thing about the modern martial arts instructor. You know, there used to be a time where about in martial arts, folks just go into a dojo and then they just open up at 5 or 6 o'clock, do their 1 hour class, and then everybody is gone. The modern day martial arts instructor has to be at the forefront of issues such as bullying, things like active shooter, and a whole host of other issues also. One of them, somewhere along the line, I'm trying to figure out how to caveat this discussion is to basically to look at motivation in a sense, and how martial arts can basically be seen as a motivator, not just for young people or kids, but also for grown-ups too. And and that's going to probably be sometime right around the first of the year. But there's a whole host of these kind of issues in which that we confront as martial artists. And I know, like, one of the things I know, like, with me and all of you who have taken the WABA or the WAZIR exam and stuff like that, that is, we try to make sure that all of the instructors are certified, so they're aware of this kind of stuff right here, so that this way here you get the best of the breed that's out there teaching. Because I know, like, with me, I've gone to places before and I've saw people teaching martial arts, and I said, I would never put my kid in front of, and I would never let somebody like that be in front of my kid, you know. And you know, because the fact is that I've seen people sitting down teaching and just mm-hmm. sitting out. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't say it, Greg, if you that's what you're about to say. Yeah, I remember one time you were sitting out. Well, my knees was bothering me, so I had an excuse at the time. But anyway, but I made up for it. I'm sure you know I probably made up for that lately.
Oh yes, yeah. Much more lately.
Yeah, but the thing is that it goes back to what Grandmaster Ken was just saying, that role model, that ability to get out there and to show, because they're watching, and that energy level, being able to put out that energy. Sometimes I would be tired, and even way back in the day, like when I had the dojo up in New Jersey, I'd be so tired, you know, coming in from work and going to school, and then having to come from New York back to Irvington, New Jersey, and then it's 9:30, and now I'm going to be in there from 9:30 to 11 o'clock teaching grown-ups. I did not feel like it, but when I walk in that door, I would take that deep breath, because when I would walk into that adult class, I want to be seen a certain type of way. And that is so important in terms of teaching, because if you're not showing that, and if you're not all these things in which we talked about on this phone call, if we're not showing these things and if we're not putting them out there and highlighting them so the students can see it, then they won't know exactly what the meaning of them are or how to be. And we want both of those to be clear, as rain to them, you know. All right, so what I'm going to do real quickly, I'm going to go around the horn. And, you know, I know, Mike, how you doing, Mike? I see that you're on. We got Michael Hopkins on. Michael also hosts the Veterans Show on a Hair Radio station on Tuesday mornings. And, you know,
Dr. Hines, and I'm just absorbing, and this is just like, yes, yes. And I'm quite sure Terry Hines and I on the Hair Radio Show, the Hair Radio Network, we're going to be continuing this.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm really happy, and I also enjoyed the conversation the other day when we were talking about entrepreneurship on the radio station on Friday morning. I spent a long time trying to clear my voice up before I got on there.
You did great.
So early in the morning.
Yeah, you did great.
Yeah. So anything, Mike, that you have to say, like closing?
Oh yes, sir. That the bullying aspect of this is just, it's so real now. And like you guys are saying, when we were growing up in the 60s, 70s, even into the 80s, it was a lot different. There were no computers. It was basically, you know, it was like a man-to-man thing. But mm-hmm. nowadays, they hide behind electronics. A lot of these people are very punkish. I'd have to be real with all of you. A lot of them are very punkish, and this is what they do. And it's this electric. They can't even fire you from a damn job now, face-to-face.
That's right.
For real. They fire you electronically. I mean, that's what happened with me.
Wow.
The grown people, adults.
Wow.
That could not fire me from a part-time job. Like, they were afraid of me. I'm an old, broke-down, disabled veteran.
Wow.
And they could not look at me and say, you're fired. I could tell them because I fired them. This is what it's coming down to, and it's sad. It really is. It's sad. But, yes, they need people like us to stand up and help some of these kids, just like my grandchildren. I feel for them sometimes because they have people that they're just not people. You know, they don't have integrity. They don't have a respect. And all the things when we grew up, this is how we grew up. You had to have all of these things. Now, you ain't got to have them. I hit a button and you're fired. Really? Seriously? And you're a manager. Oh, okay. I had some of them. You know, Dr. Hines, they couldn't manage their way through a paper bag if they had the instructions and they had a master's degree. And I'm just looking at, he had a master's degree in library science. I have damn near 30 years of security experience on the federal side, state, and local, and instructor. But you're going to try to tell me how to work security, and I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, okay. Right. But as usual, I'm so grateful that you invite us to formats like this, sir. It really is. And especially when I see someone that looks like me. I ain't trying to be funny. I'm just trying to be real.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoy. And I'm going to continue to enjoy. As long as you invite me, sir, I will be showing up. And I'll be here live and in color. And on that note, as I always say on my show, it's all about the vet, their family, and the friends of the vet.
Well, like, you know, we're always happy to have you, Michael. And believe me, I'm always happy to be invited on the Hair Radio Show. I've been busy really lately. And like now my time is loosening up. So you're going to see more and more of me on here. You know, it's going to get to a point where about folks going to say,
fantastic,
don't bring that guy on here.
No, we welcome you all the time. It's an open invitation.
Yes, sir. And that right there,
that's right.
Deep. Like
exactly.
We used to say back in Philly, Dr. Hines, that brother's like 20 miles deep.
Yeah, thank you. All right, Jamal, anything on your end?
I got a couple of stories I could tell y'all from my standpoint of being in the school system. I used to volunteer every Friday at my mom's school. She's a school teacher. She works at Speedway. And some of the kids was, you know, rough. You know, Bradley Courts is like right around there. You know, Bradley Courts project is right around there. And this is one student. I can't think of his name though, but he was always sad. He was very shy. He was very standoffish. So I went to him, said like, "Hey man, are you okay? Are you okay yet?" "No, not really." I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "He was making fun of his clothes, the way he talked." So like, you know, I told my mom about it. And I said, "Is there anything I could do about it?" And she said, "Yeah." So I would just take him out the classroom. Me and him would just chill, talk. I bought him food with my money and everything like that. And I want to say, like, next year I asked the principal, "Can I come back to the school to volunteer?" She said, "No." I said, "Okay, that's fine." So I had to after work, unfortunately, and the kid wanted to commit suicide. Yeah,
wow.
So. My mom told me about that. I was very sad, and I'm like, okay. So I said to myself, what can I do better? Like, my mom, she doesn't want me giving up my number to like nobody, like any of the kids, because she said it's a conflict. So I'm like, so I said, okay. So what I did was, so some of the kids I think that was being bullied, I gave their parents my number and asked them like, if it's okay with you. If they can take a martial arts class, I don't mind paying for them. I don't keep the five kids. I said, I'm mind paying for them with my money. Even though I don't make a lot of money, but still, I don't mind paying for them for the class or whatever like that. And like, if they could come with me and like, they could train with me and everything like that. So they say, yeah. You'd be surprised how many of them called me. None, but you know, I'm still working on it though.
There you go. I'm
still working on it.
That's good.
Can never give up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm just very sad and distraught about how this generation, because I am a 90s baby, you know, I know kind of, you know, everybody's like, when he said 60s, 70s, and 80s, I wasn't even born yet, but I am a 90s baby. So social media is a big impact in the 90s and early 2000s. So, like, it's not really about so much as people saying, like, give me your lunch money nowadays. It's, like, more about cyberbullying over the internet. Mm-hmm. And it's more people about, like, talking about, like I don't want to say joining, like, talking about people, like, your mama's so big, you so dirty, or your clothes are so dirty. Like, what you wearing that for? You need some new gear. You need some new sneakers. The sneakers is ugly. So it's, like, more so that now I've seen, and it's like, it's kind of scary. It's like, I don't think I think more and more people, I don't want to say we have any active school shooters in Jersey, but I say more and more people in Jersey is committing suicide, especially around like this 6th, 7th, 8th graders is more committing suicide nowadays because of like the way they look, they're not happy with themselves. They like their skin color. Like, people going through change, people going through body change, especially adolescent teens. Like, we need to start, I want to start doing, like, a big brother program, big brother and sister program up in Jersey. So we could talk to the kids, like, we could take them out the classroom. I'm saying auditorium, play video games, just talk to them, just, like, have them talk to us. Because I feel like more and more kids is not comfortable with talking to their parents. Neither guidance counselor, neither counselor. I think kids are more comfortable with talking to somebody like, Ronnie age, or like somebody that understands them per se, because they think adults don't like. I think they think adults don't really know what they doing, don't know what they're talking about. Because a lot of adults like you said, Dr. Hines, a lot of adults is like talking to them on them through adult standpoint instead of a children or like a teen standpoint. Because you gotta understand, like we as teens, we as kids, once at a point in time, so we just gotta look back and like. Channel our inner child or inner teen, and maybe we can reach them. So like each one teach one. So that's what I like. That's what I want to. And I also stopped two people. Well, this boy, he was going to stab this other boy, and like the boy didn't really know. So I had them shake it out, shake hands, and everything like that. And actually had a 3-hour conversation with them. Like asking them had a piece of paper and tell them write it down. I asked them actually sign it and everything like that, shake hands and give each other, I actually told them to give each other a hug. And they looked at me like, hug? I'm not hugging him. I'm like, bro, you better hug him. I don't care what y'all do. You's going to stab him. You's going to beat him. Like, I don't care what y'all do. Y'all got to hug it out. Men hug. After they hugged each other, I gave them a hug. I said, look, what was that so hard? They started laughing and giggling. And I said, look, you go to class. And I asked for them to come check up on you every single day. So
that's good.
I just want to make a change. There's a difference, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That's really good, Jamal.
Thank you.
Yeah. And also, why I got you on it, I just want to let you know that Kevin told me that you're doing well, too, with your training. Yeah. I wish he could do as well as you with getting the videos together of you guys training than what you're doing in your training. And you can tell him that too.
Yeah, Kevin's a good teacher. Like, seeing Kevin, he's a good teacher. Like, I learned a lot from him, just like I learned a lot from you, Dr. Hong. I learned a lot from you, Grandmaster King. I never met Greg or Calvin before, but so it's nice to meet you guys. And hopefully I can continue. Like, we all family, like I said. So hopefully I could continue to learn from y'all.
Yeah, we gotta get you to Oklahoma or either to Atlanta or both. At some point, and this way right here, you can meet your family. You know, Tabby is on here, Raina is on here, and Daryl, he's not on here, but Jim Ken he's here, and we all just had what you already know of. You just wasn't able to make it that event a couple few weeks back, and we just got to get you involved in this and some stuff like that, or even coming on a weekend on your own and just being able to participate in a class like today. We had a great, 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 great class today where we covered a tremendous amount of material. A lot of the stuff we don't put on the video because, like, some of the stuff when we're making the sausage, we don't want to show that, you know, because, like, it's monotonous stuff, you know. But once we get there, then we start actually showing, you know, because it's like anything else. You got to build it up to get there. And then, like, when we go into the next thing, we may well go a couple of weeks or something before we even put something out there, because we're not just yet there. But now that we're here now, we're where we want to be with this, we're putting it out there, and you'll see some of it today. Yeah. But anyway, but we really appreciate you, man.
And I appreciate y'all. Like, I really do genuinely appreciate y'all for having me. Like, it's like, you know, it's like, I don't want to say I ain't started my martial arts journey late, though, but I started fighting at the age of 4, like, on the hard knocks, do some work, because I was always being picked on. So, like, it took me, I was a really scrawny kid with a big head. I'm not going to even lie. A really scrawny kid with a big head. I was weighed about 98 pounds, soaking wet. Yeah, I had glasses. My glasses was really thick. I kept breaking them, so I had to put a fork on them, on the fork side of my glasses. So I kept breaking them. So, and my voice is very, very high pitched. So you get, like, the names that I called was Blank Man, Steve Urkel. Like, I really didn't care, though, because, well, whatever they said just went, it's just like, I just honed it in and just, like, I just ignored it. Like, that's how I was taught. I never really got into a fight unless I had to, but other than that, I'm just really passive.
Wow. Well, stay tuned. There's a lot more coming your way.
Yes. Yes, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. All right, so who else? We have Calvin. Are you still there, Calvin?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Hey, look, everybody, I want everybody to take a look at that background where Calvin is. What's wrong with all of this?
That's a real background.
What's wrong with it?
sorry, guys. I didn't mean to put you guys in this position, but you could see all through this thing. I was just wiping my face, man. It's only like 91 degrees here in the Bahamas. So, I'm kind of sorry for that. So, but it was good. It was a good platform today. And what impresses me a whole lot about what was said today is that we have the platform right here with this group of persons. I mean, we have the platform, we have the resources, we have folks here from the radio show. We have Mr. Ken, who reaches out to about 500 kids during the week. And something that Rena said is that, you know, if we could integrate all of this stuff together and make it like a holistic thing for the younger persons, we'll not just be working on the physical part of them with the martial arts. I mean, we'll be working on the mental part.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was right on point with everybody, especially Mr. Ken and Raina, what they said.
Thank you, sir.
You guys did a hats off to you, man. You know, you said something, whereas you don't know who you're touching. But you guys, if I may say this, when I met Dr. Hines, it was just by accident. And I heard a lot about you, Greg and Abdul and Amir. And, you know, I'm excited to see you all, and I'm sitting here absorbing all of this because I'm new to it. You know, I'm new to it. I mean, if we want to talk about weapons, I could talk about weapons all day, but I know nothing about martial arts. And that's why what you're saying to me is so impressive. I mean, I'm absorbing it just like a child out there who needs to be taught about bullying, you know? So I'm impressed. I'm always impressed, and I'm always willing to be a part of this thing. But hats off to you guys, and I salute you for the job that you're doing, you know?
Yeah, thank you so much. Right. And we appreciate you also. And, yes, you know, sir. Like I told you, like, we're looking at sometime around the beginning of March to come to hit your way. I think that we're going to have everybody going to probably want to hit that way, especially after that, what's after that beautiful water that's behind you.
Yeah. So it's like that here now. It's nice and hot. Like I said, there's no rain. We didn't have any rain for the past, but we had some yesterday, just some feeder bands from that hurricane that went up to South America there, but it's good. And guys, I want to see all of you guys here, guys and ladies. I'm sorry, I want to see all you. I want to see all of you here in the Bahamas if you can make it. I'm sure we can do a grand thing here with the knowledge that you guys impart and everything that you're going to bring here to the Bahamas. And I'm sure once you get here, it won't stop, man, because the folks will be dying and eager to learn what you guys are offering, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to be working on putting together. I'm going to work with Grandmaster Ken, and we're going to make this thing happen. And Greg, between three of us, we're going to make this thing happen some kind of way. And you know, and I know that I know like I've already been warned that by my wife that she said, I'm the Bahamian here. You don't go there by yourself. So the
as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta loaf. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm a educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
We are.
Try your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Angela. It is Friday morning. It's Friday again, October 14th of 2022. It's our show number 773 as we broadcast live this morning. And we're real happy to have you guys with us. Let me bring to the line, first, you guys know her. She's the newly minted queen of the mornings out of Water Valley, Mississippi. We're talking about the one and only Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole
Good
Marie.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie.
Yes.
Happy Friday.
Good morning.
Happy mid-show.
Yes.
Happy mid-show.
Yes, we're welcoming everybody to the broadcast. Thank you very much, Nicole Marie, and back at you. We've been with everybody all along this morning, and it's been quite interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the show, we've been talking a lot about bullying. That's the underlying theme today on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. We kind of kicked off with a little bit more on the Zoom call. So it was part two of the Zoom. And it was kind of a little bit lost there. So I wanted to make sure folks knew that they were listening to the Zoom audio and on bullying from Dr. Leroy Hines, big event over the weekend. So
really
good stuff. And then we'll continue with the live talk about it coming up in the Spotlight Hour at 8. This time we're talking about what can we do to resolve bullying and the effects of the, what can we do to be effective in the hair industry to also make it great and go away. So that's the whole idea, to cut it out, literally. So we're going to talk with everybody. We got another panel, a whole new panel joining us again. And we're happy about that.
Great.
With
looking
my
forward to that.
Incredible team. So, yeah, really good stuff. I'm real happy about it. Also, we got a lot of other announcements today. This is a big Friday. It really is. We've got a lot more to get into because today's our very last day Nicole Marie, before. Yeah. We're off on a production break all next week. So
next
the Hair Radio Morning Show will be off the – we're not going to be out totally off there. We'll tell you what you can do to still tune in. But, yeah, we're going to be on a production break from this live three-hour show. You guys know we're usually on live Tuesday mornings, Wednesday mornings, Thursday mornings, and Friday mornings, of course, from 6 in the morning till 9 East Coast time, 5 to 8 Central. But next week, we're working on new content. So I'm real happy about that.
Yeah.
And new content, all kinds of new things that you're going to absolutely love as we roll into November. One of the big things we talked a little bit about, of course, is our look back this year. We're working on that.
So much.
It's a that's big. It's a comprehensive look back, Nicole Marie, on
what a great
things
year
that have happened. It has been a marvelous year. Tell you a little bit what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about you, Nicole Marie. We're going to talk about your ascension to the co-host spot on the broadcast and what your time has been like. A year ago, there was a whole different makeup here. So we're going to talk about that. Yeah, so that was very different. We've had some cast changes and all of that. A lot of what's old is back and new again. We've got therapy back. We've got salon furniture back. We've got stores and websites back. We have an affiliation with Upscale that finally launched this year. We're going to talk about all of that. We have a graphics company that really got off the ground and made a big splash. We're real happy about all of these things. Oh, and that's not even a third of it.
It's so much.
We're
Terry, it is so much. You know, the Hair Radio Morning Show is a one-stop shop. We offer so much. We offer so much.
We
such
do.
Such a blessing to
and
be able to do that, offer to our community. Yes.
Yes, for the community. And then we got new programming, shows that are organic, meaning that we've created them, especially for you guys. So all of that and so much more. There's a lot more to come. One of my favorite things that we're going to do, I know there are a couple great things that we're going to do with this new special, but one of my favorite things is that earlier this year, we did a whole brand new original radio special on the idea of resolutions. And we got to talk about our resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
So I cannot wait to revisit that and to see how we shaped up at the end of the year.
How we
did we keep those resolutions? So we're going to talk about all of that. And then we're also going to do a look forward and what I call prognostication, if you will. I don't know if that's the right word. But we're going to do a look ahead for 2023 and see if we can really, if we can predict what is going to happen.
Okay.
So that's going to be a little interesting. Yeah. Because
that's
going to
be exciting.
That's going to be personal predictions, professional predictions. Some of my favorite celebrities, I'm going to be predicting who's going to stay together, who's going to do this, who's going to – it's also going to be fun. Might be a little serious too, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And then coming the end of this year, we've got the New Year's Eve nighttime special that is going to be great. So – we're working on that.
Looking
bring you something.
To that.
Listen, I love the New Year's Eve special that we did.
I love it as well.
Year.
Yes, last
it's
year
one of my
it was favorites. Great.
Yeah, we had folks in different cities who helped to co-host along the way, and we were on for it was probably like 10:30 at night or something Right. All the way through to about 12:30 the next morning, after midnight. And we were tired and talking, but it was fun.
But it was a great time.
It was so much fun. You guys can Google it because it's literally out there as a podcast. So you can go on Google and put the Hair Radio show New Year's Eve, and it'll pop up. Speaking of podcasts, the bullying special that we did yesterday, we had live talk in the Spotlight Hour yesterday from 8 to 9. That's now out there on the internet as a podcast. So you can Google that as well for part one. And today we will be continuing the discussion, as I said, live right here coming up in a little over a half hour. We got Dr. Paul Dyer joining us out of Maryland. We've got Nicole Marie from out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and Michael Hopkins, who is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. He'll be with us. In fact, let's see if we can get Michael on a little bit earlier to join us. I'm going to see if we can kind of get the hopper up. Michael Hopkins, the man down in
Michael.
Yes, in beautiful Spotsylvania, VA. Are you there,
Michael? Good morning, good morning, and happy mid-show.
Yes, you're on with Nicole Marie and Carrie Hines. Happy October 14th, sir. How are you?
Oh, yes, super fantastic and going to get better.
I'm loving your attitude this morning. Okay.
Going into the weekend. Oh, yes.
Right? It's always nice to have Michael join us. Michael, you are the illustrious host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, and Vet stands for veteran. I got to go ahead and work that in. Vet stands for veteran. And you do a lot of work in the way of helping veterans with their claims filing to be effective. So can you talk a little bit about that, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, sure, Karen. Oh, yes. Yes, I can. Matter of fact, it is my passion to help other veterans, to get them to understand, to educate them about the claims process, because it's an educational process. I like to tell my veterans, it's not really an emotional process. It's an educational process. Because a lot of us, especially the older veterans, we weren't educated on how the claims process works. How do you file? What do you file for? What paperwork do you use? What happens if the VA, the claims and pension section, what happens if they don't agree with what you're telling them? What do you do? What's the latest trends in the claims and pension process? Are we getting a raise? Because, and I know that sounds like, well, what's that got to do with claims? Well, a lot, because there's a raise getting ready to come up. The COLA, as we call it, the cost of living raise that Social Security gets. When that happens, as veterans who are disabled, who's getting compensation, we get a raise. Yeah.
And you guys, again, that COLA is the cost of living allowance. That's why I remember that so much. Thank you, Michael. But no, from economic, I think it was economics, if I recall correctly, class. Good stuff, Michael. Listen, I've got to say, you kill it on the show. Michael's show, again, airs Tuesday mornings right here as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show wheel. You're kind of ensconced in your second season, meaning your second season is really underway here. And Michael, what's the real theme? Do you have a theme this season that you are really, super passionate about getting across to your fans? Is there one big real theme for season two that a big message that you want to get across?
Yes, it is, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie. My message this year, season two of the Vet Talk Radio Show, is this is the year of the veteran. As I say, it's all about the veteran.
I love that.
It's the year of the veteran.
Yes. Wow.
Wonderful. I love that.
There's so much happening with veterans this year. So much happening with veterans. And what Vet Talk Radio Show is going to do, we're going to keep the veterans right there on the cutting edge of information. The latest tips, the latest, whatever it is that the VA system is doing, we're going to be on right there on the cutting edge of it. We're going to be enlightening and informing our veterans so that they can make sound decisions about the claims process, the whole being a veteran process. And that's why this is the year of the veteran.
Wow. I can't say anymore, Michael Hopkins. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Now I've got to turn over to our newly minted Queen of the Morning, who has made a splash this year. Again, when we're looking back at 2022, we're going to include, we have to say, Nicole Marie out of WV, Mississippi. We call it Water Valley, Mississippi. Nicole Marie, again, happy mid-show to you. So now let's talk a little bit about this. Yes, absolutely. You came onto the radar of the Vet Talk radio show, so with Michael and the team there.
Doing
so
production.
In production. So what was it like to make the transition to co-host? That's a big question. That's a loaded question this morning. So what was it like to make
that big transition?
It was an exciting
transition, Carrie. It was a steep learning curve for me as well, just because I didn't have a background in broadcast, but I had already been, you know, on the radio show, had been, you know, educated by you, mentored by you. And then just coming on, it was also a smooth transition just because I had already been on with Vet Talk Radio. And it's just been a wonderful experience making that transition, talking to so many wonderful guests, and just being here with our supportive fans. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience. I'm just enjoying it so much. And just being here with just our wonderful family. Everyone is just great. And I just thank you so much, Carrie.
Oh, that means a lot, Nicole Marie. Thank you. And Michael Hopkins. You guys are amazing. And you help to make this live experience so much fun every day. That's part of the reason I get on up. I really do. I awaken. You guys know if you're on the East Coast, I'm up like around 3 or 4 myself daily work on the broadcast. To work on the broadcast and make sure it's the best. We have the latest information for you guys.
Right.
We take it seriously. Yeah. We don't just phone it in. We really want to make sure that we're making a difference in the morning because, listen, Angela says, you guys have a lot of things that you could be doing in the morning. You really do. And I understand that. We respect your time. So when we do our show, we want to make sure that we're giving you the best, you know, that we can give you. And I think that we really do. And I also say there are many of us who, you know, we have a regimen, we have a routine. But there are other folks who may not have anybody, may not even have a pet. Okay. So, you know, there's just nobody around to talk to. And there's just nobody around to listen to you. Hey, you might have things to say.
But we are here. Right.
We are here. And that is the message of the day. If you get no other takeaway from the Hair Radio Morning Show, today, that's what it is. We're here. If you have no one to talk to, talk to us.
To talk to and to listen, right?
And to listen, exactly. Nicole Marie took the words out of my mouth. To talk to and listen. And that's what we want to do here on this broadcast. As you guys know, it's about hair, beauty, and also community. So we're kind of striking a balance between those three big areas of discussion. And coming up in just a bit, today is no exception. We've been talking about bullying for 2 days now, literally since yesterday's broadcast and today's broadcast, all focused on the subject of bullying. Yesterday were some personal anecdotes a little bit. This morning was part two in our first hour. You can always play that back to catch the Zoom from Dr. Hines, my dear brother's presentation. That replayed or that played for the first time on our station early this morning in the first hour. But coming up next is Live Talk at around 8 o'clock as well. We continue this morning on this time it's a little bit of a different angle. We want to talk about some ideas, guys. Please start getting your ideas together on what can we do to put an end to this cut the bullying out of American culture. Let's see, because it is well entrenched right now on American culture. And I think I have some ideas on how to do that, and I'm going to be talking about that coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Dr. Paul Dyer is scheduled to join us, and we are excited to have him on as well. He's always got something exciting and a great perspective to share on things, very interesting. And we'll touch base on a little bit of what we covered yesterday. So I'm kind of excited on all of this. I really am. And, you know, anything you want to add to that, Michael? You heard you were part of the Zoom. I heard you play up this morning on the Zoom. I had forgotten what you said, so I was pleasantly reminded. Anything you want to add to that, Hopkins?
Oh, yes, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie. The one takeaway that I got from the first part that we ran yesterday, there's a lot that I knew about bullying, but there was a lot that I didn't know and didn't understand. Mm-hmm. And that's why I enjoyed the playback yesterday, because it gave me a chance to listen to it with new ears.
Yeah.
And my new ears showed me that, hey, you don't know the half of it with bullying. I understand it, but this is a new world.
Exactly.
And that's what I love about what we're doing here, this format.
Thank you.
Yes.
Great job, Michael. And I got to say, Nicole Marie, I know that you have been doing some preparation work this morning on your Girl Power Talk and some of the things that women have been coping with, in particular this month. So I'm going to turn the mic over to you to take it on away and tell everybody some of the things you've been talking about this month. And then I know we're going to, you know, continue perhaps into the next hour, but tell us, give us a good little dose here. What have you been talking about the month of October?
Thank you so much, Carrie. For Girl Power this morning, I want to talk about two very, very, very important causes. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month and also National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So for the spotlight this morning, I'm not going to focus on just one person. I'm going to focus on all of those that are affected by these two causes. And first, I want to talk about Domestic Violence Awareness Month, give you a little bit of history about it, and just talk a little bit, give you some information about it. Domestic Violence Month was first introduced in 1981 by the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. It was created not only to bring the awareness to others, but also to connect and to unify the millions of people affected, the affected victims that have been battered. Every year, there's about 10 million people that become victims of domestic violence, which is about 20 people every minute.
I mean, that if you think about that, 20 people every minute, that is a lot of people. Mm. And it affects not only women, but also men and children also of all different races, status, religion, culture. I mean, there's no one that is immune to domestic violence. And it shows itself in just a number of different forms. And just some examples would be punching, slapping, choking, threatening, manipulating, and yelling. I mean, those are just some, just to name a few. But what I want to stress this morning is no matter the situation, domestic violence is never, ever, ever okay. Never. It's never okay. Also, domestic violence is, the symbol is a purple ribbon in honor of the victim. I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I was just saying, what does that purple ribbon represent? But you were going on
purple,
to say, I believe.
Yes. The purple ribbon is a symbol in honor of the victims and the support for growing awareness of domestic violence. And I want to just say, if you or someone you know is in need of help, please contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And their number is 1-800-799-7233. And that number again, 1-800-799-7233.
Yes, and I want to just piggyback on that whole topic there. And I know this is your girl power moment, but I just want to say, the domestic abuse, this has been something that I know October is Domestic Abuse Month as well, and you've been talking about it. And I just want to remind folks that, you know, Hair Radio, our show is not just literally just all talk, as they say. We are talk, but we're not only talk. We're also about action. I remember back in 2017, Michael and Nicole Marie. I remember back in 2017, I did a big live show called Hair Nation Expo. It was our very first out in Queens,
okay.
New York. It was my first time doing a show in that borough. I'm in the borough of Brooklyn, so it's a different part of New York City. And so I did the Hair Nation Expo out at the Black Spectrum Theater. And here in New York City, I spoke with our mayor's office at the time, and they were so kind. In fact, I'm going to share the picture. They dispatched a gentleman who came and spoke with our wonderful fans out in the audience and our, you know, visitors and event goers, I should call them.
Right.
These were the folks who came to the big event. And he spoke all about, you know, preventing and domestic and, you know, domestic violence, and talked about ways that we could support each other in and around the hair and beauty community. And in our community at large. And I was blown away that this is something that we ushered this whole conversation in, that really introduced it in the city of New York to the hair salons and barbershops. So we can be very proud. And that was the picture I shared with you guys, Michael and Nicole Marie. I'll be putting it out there for all the fans.
Yes, that's wonderful.
In just a bit.
Yeah,
so we
well, that's
really
what it's
believe...
about, Carrie. Education,
Thank
educating
you.
People. That's what it's about.
Yes.
And opening up those conversations. That is what it's about.
Absolutely. Well, we're going
so
to continue what it's about this morning. Yes, guys, we really are. Coming up about 8 o'clock, we really are going to look at what our community can do, what the hair community can do. You know, some of these incredible causes. We want to first continue tackling this bullying topic and what we're going to do to put together some initiatives in that. And I want to get Dr. Paul Dyer's opinion on what we can do also in recognizing, you know, domestic violence. I know that we've been talking a lot about the salon and barbershops, you know, recognizing when someone, you know, appears to have been, you know, appears to be a victim of domestic violence and what steps they can do. We're going to continue all these conversations. We also, yes, and then we're going to kind of turn the corner a little bit and get into some lighter moments before we close out. It is the last day that we'll be live, and we will be on a production break all next week, so you will not be able to tune in live to us. We will be back live on Tuesday, October 25th of 2022 with a brand new show. It'll be our show number 774 and our Vet Talk Radio show number 6. So lots of things coming up. Plus, we've got some new folks joining us. I've got some very special guests who'll be joining us live that week. So they're already booked. So I cannot wait to introduce them to you guys. So all that is on the way, you know, the Hair Radio Morning Show. So good stuff. So, Michael, what do you say when you hear all this? What can you add to that, Hopkins?
Well, the one thing, Carrie, and Nicole and Marina, that can add to all of this is awareness. A lot of times, people aren't paying attention. It sort of reminds me of, you see it sometimes on YouTube. You see a person with the cell phone in their hand, and they're so oblivious to what's going on around them. They literally walk into a fountain or walk in traffic or do something like that. A lot of times, a lot of us, when it comes to this domestic violence and bullying and anything like that, a lot of people do not pay attention. They're oblivious to it.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
And I appreciate that. That's what this is all about, really. You kind of hit the nail on the head. Is learning to be observant. It's learning to be observant. Yeah. So we're going to get into all that talk in the next hour. And I'm just grateful. Listen, let's take a little bit of a break. And just stay with us. We've got a big show ahead still. Lots more to get into this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Hello, this is Eugene Davis on Conversations with Hair on Hair Radio with Carrie Hines. I just wanted to remember one of the really incredible mothers that I've worked with, and her name is Felicia Rashad. Yes, I worked with the famous Felicia Rashad in London when I was living there on Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I was able to work with her and the amazing James Earl Jones and the amazing Sanaa Lathan and some other really amazing actors. But I was Felicia Rashad and Sanaa Lathan's personal hairdresser, which is such an incredible experience for me. Being someone who had watched her as the Cosby mom for years, and to now be able to work with her and call her auntie, you know what I mean? We bonded. She was such a light in everything that she did, and just so professional and loving that I was like, oh, you're like my auntie, which was something we used to laugh about because obviously we were not related. But to this day, I still like refer to her as Auntie Felicia. And I respected her for her craft, and I respect her for her loving heart, and I respect her for just being an influence into a generation that needed to see that character of Claire Huxtable, and just out of that, all the other performances and things that she's done, she's just been an incredible influence into our industry. And Felicia, if you're listening, thank you. We love you, and keep doing what you're doing and inspiring others.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Angela. Again, it's Friday, October 14th of 2022. It's our show number 773, show number 773 as we broadcast this morning. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, as you guys know. I wanted to kind of bring to the line, first, let me just get on this incredible co-host, newly minted Queen of the Morning. So we're talking, of course, about Nicole Marie. And she's down in Water Valley, Mississippi. And good morning again. Welcome to the Spotlight Hour,
good
Nicole
morning.
Marie. Yes, good morning. Also want to bring to the line Hopkins. Michael Hopkins is the illustrious host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. He's down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. I think that's the northern part. We'll double check with that, with Michael. Michael, good morning. I think you're there. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah. I hear you live and in color.
Okay. And we're also going to be checking in with Dr. Dyer in just a moment. I wanted to ask you guys first, since, Michael, you were on the Zoom call that we rebroadcast first thing this morning. Actually, it was our first time airing this part of this discussion that we had with Dr. Hines. So I just wanted to get your feedback a little bit on the whole topic of bullying. You participated in the Zoom call. You've listened to our live talk. You participated with our live talk. What can you say? Can you give us a little bit of a, you know, summary, if you will, on this whole discussion before we kind of get into the new aspect of it this morning? Which is on resolution, I should say. Yeah.
Right. Well, one of the things that really opened my eyes with this is how the idea of bullying has changed so much. And that was one of the things that I really enjoy. It's changed so much. There are all kinds of forms of bullying. And a lot of times us as adults, we don't really understand the realm that kids are in nowadays. A lot of us kind of harken back to the days that we understood what bullying was. But now bullying has taken on a whole new genre. And yeah. that's what I yeah. just it really has.
Yeah, yeah. It's a whole new meaning, a whole new level is what
right.
you're getting at. Nicole Marie, Queen of the Mornings here on the broadcast. You've kind of put in the flavor of education. That's been your your mantra here. What can you say about all of this that we've been doing and how you've been affected by all of this?
Well, Kerry, let me first just say that I am so happy that we are discussing this and just bringing this to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Like I have been saying, it's all about communication, opening up that dialogue on all levels, because bullying encompasses so many different areas, and it's so important to discuss that. You have bullying at home, you have bullying at school, you have bullying in the workplace, you have bullying in sports, and just other areas. No one is
Everywhere.
Immune from
wow.
bullying. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. No one is immune
wow.
from bullying. And so it's very
wow.
important to open up the lines of communication, have that dialogue. Now, as you said, yes, I've been, you know, speaking more so from an education standpoint, because that's where I see it the most, because that, you know, that's
right,
where,
right,
that's where
of course.
I see it from the kid mm-hmm. standpoint, from the parent standpoint, and so forth. And
the staff,
Michael
just
stated,
from the teachers,
and
I'm sure,
staff,
too,
yes.
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as Michael said, bullying has changed so much. The children
yeah.
now are dealing with so much more than we dealt with growing up. It's changed so
yeah.
much because now there's social media. You know, you have the cyberbullying, and it's just a whole different world. It's a whole
yeah,
different world.
The cyberbullying.
But I'm so
yeah.
happy, yes, so happy that we're having this discussion, and I know we're going to continue this discussion, and just want to just put it out there for other people. The key is communication and opening up the lines of communication on every level for everyone. That,
absolutely.
That's so important and so key.
Absolutely.
So key.
I totally agree. Well, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, I want to take a moment to get on our newest anchor to this incredible discussion and broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Of course, I'm talking about Dr. Paul Dyer, who is in the Maryland area. Dr. Dyer, we always come to you to kind of, you know, bring clarity, bring points that we never even consider. We have to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the things that, again, you really hit on it yesterday where you talked about the root causes, I believe. That, you know, so I totally agree on, you know, where this bullying has emanated from. So can you just touch on that one more time? Because it was so profound. And I think it kind of, you know, then we're going to get into some of the things that we believe can bring it into bullying. And so that's some big talk this morning, big shoes to fill. Dr. Paul Dyer, what do you have to say?
So one of the things we talked about yesterday, and good morning, my family. How you doing?
Good morning.
I just want to say, it's a blessing to be with you guys every Thursday and Friday at this hour, just to commune and communicate. I love what, you know, our queen says about communication. But here's the thing, you know, we talk about communication, and we're missing that we started in our homes, we started in our wombs, we started with the way we speak to our children. And whether it be intentional or unintentional, we are creating the avenue for bullying. Because violence comes in words. Violence comes in how you are as a human being. You know, Brother Michael said, you know, when it comes to people being aware and not being aware of things around them, we're not aware of our own speech. We're not aware of our own actions. We say we have people who do things purposely just so they can hurt someone because they're in pain. That's not right. Violence is never okay, no matter what the violence is, right? So if people don't understand that they have the violence within them, then they're not getting help. Then they're perpetuating violence, even in small increments. you're pushing the violence. We talked about media. Media pushes violence. Media pushes bullying because it's about who stands on someone's head and who stands underneath someone's feet, and that's how you get promoted. That's how you get ahead. We don't work in collaboration. It's very difficult to work in collaboration because, as we all know, only certain people show up to the party to really work together. You're always, it seems like you're going to have that contentious spirit in there going of a naysayer. Those naysayers is a negative. That negative is violence. It seems so simple and so small, but if you're a negative person, you're perpetuating violence.
Wow. Well, hold on. I've got to ask you, Dr. Dyer, and that's, I appreciate that, that commentary. But I've got to ask you, I think we touched on it yesterday. There is somewhat a difference perhaps in the African-American community versus, the world at large. But what about gender-wise? What about, does bullying affect males a little differently than females, or what can we say, and should we approach it differently, and when we look at it in a gender perspective?
No, I think we got to blow that up. I think we got to stop looking at things as gender bias or gender whatever. It affects us all the same. Here's the thing: we don't love differently because we're men and women. We love because we love. So we're not violent differently. We just may produce it. The action of violence is different. But it's still, violence is violence, right? So whether you're a woman hitting a man, a man hitting a woman yelling at it doesn't matter what the gender is, you're still doing it. So many people look at these levels of, well, they can't hurt this person as well as this person can hurt them. It's still violence. It's still bullying. It doesn't matter. So it affects us. So to answer your question directly and succinctly, it affects us all the same. And if we communicate well enough, men who have been abused hurts just as much as a woman's been abused, but the social systems look at men saying, well, you're just a weak male. And in the black community, that is so easily perpetrated to say, oh, I can't believe you don't know how to stand up for yourself or to do this. Wow, because I'm feeling sensitive, I'm emotionally intact with myself, I'm a weak male, but if I turned it around and I became a strong, hostile male, now I'm too violent. So it seems like we get two, black males get two mixed messages from the black community and from the community at large. So it's very difficult for men to express themselves when they're in an abusive situation or when they're being bullied.
Wow. Well, I definitely agree. Michael, what do you say to that? Nicole Marie, what do you guys say when you hear this?
Wow.
Definitely
just agree that there is definitely no gender bias. Everyone is, impacted, in the same way. It's just... And I do that negativity that really jumped out at me. That negativity, that negative attitude, perpetuating violence. That is so true. I never thought about it necessarily like that, but that is so true. It does perpetuate the violence.
Yes. And Hopkins, you've seen it kind of up close with being in the military. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. We cannot shy away from that, and I hope this is something that you will further discuss on your own broadcast, the Vet Talk Radio Show. This is something that everybody, like I said, it's really not gender specific. So, Hopkins, what do you want to say about that? Michael Hopkins, I'm not sure if you can hear us.
Well, when you're in the military, you see this stuff up front and personal.
There you go, Michael.
You see it up front and personal. And depending upon what era you were in the military, it took on all kinds of forms. So, it just nowadays everything is supposed to be, I haven't been in the military in years, but just talking to a lot of the younger soldiers and reading a lot, which I do on military matters, and I see some things have changed, but yet some things still remain the same.
Wow.
Okay. I'm
Carrie,
hoping that this is, go right ahead.
Yes. If I can just touch just real quickly just about the media.
Please.
The media has such a strong influence, I believe, on not just our children, but also adults as well. But if you just think about the things on a daily basis that we see, when we turn on the TV, we turn on the news, on just TV programs and so forth, there's so much violence. So much violence. That's what our children are growing up seeing. They're seeing violence on TV. See, you know? So it's so, even with like video games and everything is like violent. Everything is loud. Everything is, you know, it's just
almost.
It's just all around us. And that's what Dr. Dyer said, the media pushing the violence. We see it day after day.
Dr. Dyer, you're about to jump in.
Yeah, Karen, one of the things that happens in the black community that most people don't really look at is the list with music specifically are produced predominantly by white America. It is pushed out there by white America. You can have your own production company, but you still got to go through the lines of putting out there on the airways, and that is still covered by white people. In the black community, the language of music is violent, so it's pushed onto the black community to keep the violence on the top of their heads, so it keeps them defunctioning. When we are listening to certain music in certain movies, it defunctions the brain. It makes you less of a humanistic person. This is why when you walk through Brooklyn and you walk through the cities, look whose heads are down and look whose heads are up. Predominantly, black heads are down. It's because they're being pushed on their heads by their own emotional, mental thoughts. They're in the state of perpetual violence, whether it be in their own lives, whether it be in their own emotions. They don't know how to get out of their own way, which is why they don't help each other, which is why it seems so hard to help each other.
Wow.
Because they're mentally violent. And if you ask them, it's always like when we go back to the entrepreneur thing. How many people will support you in entrepreneurs? Oh, that's a bad idea. They wouldn't do that. That happens more often in the black community than any other community. Why is that? Because of the negativity, the violence, and the abuse. This is all wrapped together. And when we talk about solutions, one thing we know about the Hair Radio Morning Show is that people have barbershops and hairdresser shops where people communicate. That's where people commune.
Exactly.
That's where people visit each other. That's where people share their stories with each other. Then why don't we set up hotlines, occasional things where when you come here, this is your safe place, and maybe we have someone on site. Maybe we have someone on site so you can talk to. So this way you don't feel like you're being ostracized out in the community, like, oh, so you need to go talk to someone? No, I just go to my hairdresser. But when I go to the back room, there's a therapist there. You know, there's all kinds of great creative ways to do that. People feel safe in here.
Excellent. Dr. Dyer, that's what we're going to get into, and I love it. Exactly all those things, plus we have some more that we're going to be talking about this. I want to take a little bit of a quick break. When we come back, I have awakened Dr. Leroy Hines this morning. Yes, I have. So we're going to have him weigh in on this because he's really, I want to say, the catalyst for this discussion. It was through his organization and everything that he's doing and put together this incredible Zoom that we aired parts one and two. We started yesterday morning in our first hour from 6 to 7 with part one. We played part two this morning on his Zoom audio in our first hour this morning, and the discussion continues live. And today we're talking again about bullying and what can we do. And so Dr. Dye just raised some great points about what the hair community can do. And we're going to talk about what you can do, because we have a new saying, a new mantra here, and that is to do something. Real simple, do something. So let's take that little break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Dr. Hines how he thought of all of this and what's next. So stay with us, everybody. We've got a lot more to get to this morning.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Did you know that The Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with The Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. We're back live. It's October 14th, Friday, and our show number 770. Let me bring everybody back in. We've got a huge panel this morning as we talk live on continuing this huge topic on bullying and offering some advice on what we can do, and we've got many perspectives on it. There's so many legs to it, as we've been saying. Okay, first, you guys know Nicole Marie. She is out of Water Valley, Mississippi, the new queen of morning talk right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're so happy to again welcome you this morning, of course, but every morning here on the show, Nicole Marie. Also want to say Michael Hopkins, he's the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show on Tuesdays at 8:30 in the morning. He's here to help the veterans with claims and all of that. And today, sadly, this also applies to folks in the military. Bullying just has no borders, no boundaries, none of that. Dr. Paul Dyer, who comes to us out of the Maryland area. Dr. Dyer, we are just so thrilled to have you here. You've also shed a lot of perspective on things, as you do each Thursday, Friday morning. So Thursday and Friday mornings, I should say. So we're so happy to have you here to weigh in on this topic. And I've got to bring, as promised, before our little commercial break, my big brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, who has just, you know, really, it's the whole reason that we're even having this discussion at all at this time is because of his recent a Zoom call that he put together and had so many colleagues and just folks doing things in, you know, to put an end to this. But I've got to ask him this morning, how did he even get the idea to do this? Because it's really touched many more folks than he may have realized. Dr. Leroy Hines, my big brother, good morning to you and welcome again to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning, Carrie, and also I want to give a good morning call out to Mike, to Dr. Dyer, yeah, as well as Nicole, and also the listening audience,
morning,
of course.
Yeah, good morning again. Wow.
Yeah.
So you've been listening. What do you say to that, brother? Because how did you even get the idea to even have this as a topic of discussion?
Well, first of all, you know, like as I told you on numerous occasions about the martial arts, like we like to think of ourselves as professional martial artists. And in modern day teaching of martial arts and study of martial arts, it doesn't focus on all of that hokey pokey secretive stuff. Normally what you focus on are those issues that I like to refer to as danger, but danger and all of the potentials of danger. Bullying just happens to be one of those potentials. And I make that part of my vacation for any of my members of the organization to be able to be astute in handling bullying, because I have a lot of tentacles. Some of the tentacles are at the children level at Police PAL, but I also have a lot of tentacles in the professional ranks of corporations where people who train with me, and a lot of them, believe me or not, are really black, but some of them are really high up there. But the most important thing is to make them aware that when they are in front of other people teaching, that they are teaching exactly what bullying look like. Because bullying have so many different dimensions. I'm sure you guys have touched on a lot of those particular facets and come to bullying from almost every angle. And I know for a fact that if I'm sending my child to someone to learn martial arts or learn not just martial arts, but anything, where you have somebody who's in front of your child for like six hours a day or 4 hours a day teaching, you want them to be able to articulate what it looks like to be bullying, but you want your kid also to be able to know exactly what it looked like when they're being maligned in some type of way. This is some important stuff. The martial arts community is really in a good position to do that. Unfortunately, it hasn't caught fire yet. there are people like over the last, I would say, probably 20 years who's been looking at the body of my work, and they've seen exactly how I've actually taken on these issues such as empowerment, active shooter, bullying, and emotional intelligence and all these kind of things of that nature. They've been looking at that, and they've been trying to actually cherry pick some of it and put it together. But through the long story, the short story of what you asked me, why I come up with that is because we need it. Our society need it. You hear all the time about young folks taking their lives because somebody is bullying them. And, you know, Kerry, I've been away from, I have never really been on Facebook, not for until about a couple of years ago. And you know that because you put me on there.
Yeah.
And the thing is that when I got on there and I see all of these folks on there and what they're saying to people, just trolling and stuff, I'm just amazing. I'm amazed at the way in which these folks have actually went in. They've actually have taken the whole media, the social media thing, and basically turned it into a blunt instrument to go after people.
They not home for their negativity.
There you go. And then, but it also in the corporate America, I mean, you see people all the time being systematically excluded from certain type of fairness, whether it's job promotion or whether it's just picking on someone. I tell you right now, I work for the top consultant firm in the world, Booz Allen Hamilton. And yeah, I said it, well, because I'm no longer there anymore. Okay. But anyway, there was a situation, about a few years back where a Hispanic kid, was being ostracized, being picked on just because he was Hispanic. And I remember stepping in there to his supervisor, and then they all got mad at me, but they got mad at the wrong person. I knew what to do. And so you see this here on many different levels. Then just right now, as you probably heard on that call, that there's a friend that I have that has a child that's about 9, he just turned 8 years old. He's up in Connecticut, and he is being bullied. And I asked him, I said, "What's wrong?" And he told me, he said, "Cause I'm no good." And I just kept saying, "Stop saying it, cause you're that's not true." So I begged his mother and father to get some counseling for him, which he's going through now. I mean, so this is something that we take
for
granted.
We wanted to know how he was doing, so I'm glad you addressed it, because if for you guys don't have a clue what we're talking about, we played that in the first hour on yesterday's show and part two on this morning's show. So when you play this broadcast back, you'll hear that Zoom call that this was fully discussed with my dear brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, and his panel from the Zoom call, and he talked all about it. How is that young man doing?
I talked to him Monday. I talked to him Monday, and he was telling me about his trip to his mother and dad there from Dominican Republic, and he was telling me about what good time he had. And I told him, asked him, how does he like the focus ball and puncher's mitts that I sent to him, because martial arts, I want him to learn martial arts, but martial arts is not the solution totally in a situation like this. This situation have gotten really bad where he really needs counseling. And, you know, the self-assurance, the self-esteem, that stuff has actually taken a big hit from all of this.
But the part that really got me, what you said to him or told all of us, is that no matter how much you try to sing his praises to him and tell him how good he was, all that he could, understand was that it was that, you know, he was being teased by these you know, peers of his. And to me, it just sounded like he wasn't being accepted. We all want acceptance on some level, I believe. And I think that has a lot to do with it. So peer pressure, all of that stuff, really played a part, and I hope that he gets the help that he needs. It sounds like he has a supportive environment, which is also going to be a big plus for him to get back on track. So thank you for bringing all of
this. Now that you mention this, Kerry, like the good thing is that from that call, we had a number of folks. I mean, Jamal reached out to him also. And Kevin told me, he said, "Oh, Jamal, he had asked him for his mother's phone number. And so I'm quite sure there's other members on that phone call, because some of them met him before, but they met him a few years ago. And he's a real smart kid, very, very smart. But he's because of being promoted in school and being real young, socially
he
he's
like
not
a
there.
Breaks ahead. Yeah, I remember you said, wow.
Yeah, so yeah. It almost make you being smart and able to progress, at least academically, it almost becomes what some heavy tax in terms of your social your socialization, which is really bad. It shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't. I'm going to talk. That's exactly. I kind of can relate. I totally can. But, you know, children, when you're in school, and I know, Nicole Marie, you're an educator out there in the education realm. When you're a kid, you don't need much for other kids to tease you and to constantly, you know, but that it doesn't have to turn into bullying, but it can. And some children, and I think you touched on this yesterday, Dr. Dyer, as well, where it starts in the home quite often and, you know, being able to process this correctly. So I think this is great that we're having this discussion, but there's so much more to be done. And we really have to focus on what kind of, you know, you offered up a couple of things that you were talking about. He's getting help, Brother Lee. But I also want to see what can we do in our hair community, in our African-American community. What can we do things to literally stop this, because I think it's really, it, to me, it seems like it's something that we should be able to end. And so I'm going to ask the panel.
Well, Karen, you know, one of the things we can do to end is that you mean one of us doesn't know someone who acts in a negative state, non-positive state, violent state at all? We don't know none of them. We don't know one person, and if we do know that person, why haven't we said something?
Yeah.
So
That's our fault.
It's our fault. We did not do our due diligence and say, hey, you know what? You acting like this, it hurts people. Maybe they don't know that. Yeah. Maybe they just don't know what they're doing hurts people. Maybe they just think they're being, you know, strong in character. Maybe they think the whatever it is, maybe they don't know. Maybe so if we don't say something, it continues.
Well, exactly. I just remember Lee, you said about the fellow who had bullied you early on, and then he didn't remember years later when you ran across him and you guys almost ended up working together. He didn't even remember.
Exactly.
I said, oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's because it was just another day for him, probably. You know, Rich Ecker, I never forget that name. But let me just throw this at you also. Just recently, like I was in the barber shop in Newark, New Jersey. I went to get a haircut. You know, one of my guys that used to train with me many years ago. He has a barber shop, so you know, I'll go there. He does a great job. But anyway, so they were in there. They were literally talking and making fun of someone right then. The person is there, person feeling all bad, person got some mental challenges. And like Dr. Dyer said, you have to stand up for these things. And I put them on blast right then and there. I told them, I said, you need to stop this. You know, and then, but some of the other folks thought that this was great comedic stuff. Most of the time, these bullies are doing that at the expense of other people's feelings. And somebody earlier, I don't know whether it was you, Carrie, or someone had mentioned about the home. it's tough, and it's a tough job as a parent, just being a parent. But being able to understand and teach your children these things as they grow up, that's probably going to be – that's one of the first places that they should learn this kind of, for lack of a better way of saying it, emotional intelligence on what you say and how it affects someone else or your actions, what your actions have on this other individual. You'd be surprised. Folks don't have a clue. And because of that, I don't go to those guys. And I've known this kid. I've known him ever since he was 13 years old. He's almost 50 now. I won't go get my hair cut anymore from there.
Well,
because I was just turned to completely off by that.
Well, yeah, and here I am thinking that we are part of the solution at these shops. It never even occurred to me that that may be the very place we're getting the bullying, where the bullying is happening. But that just tells me that there's a lack of education amongst the folks providing the services. And I think that the Hill Radio Show, you know, talking about it, putting together this initiative, we're going to do some posters. We're going to have some continued discussions. We're going to have some barbers on themselves to weigh in. But what you said really, I don't know, it brings a little bit of a different light to this. Dr. Dyer, do you not agree on this, since we talked about it a little earlier on the shops?
I do agree. I do agree. And I like the way what Brother Hines said, Brother Leroy said, you know, we got to put them on blast. And if they don't want to be on blast, maybe they should ask, well, how can we be different? You see, this is the other thing. I don't think we should, you know, I'm sure that Dr. Leroy told them what they was doing wrong, right?
You were not quiet.
Now it's up to the person to say, how can I be better, right? But we don't get a lot of that, how can I be better. We like, oh, they're just one of those, and we push them aside. And that's why we're in such a perpetual state of fear, anger, violence, domestic violence. We are pushed into violence, and we keep it because we say nothing and we don't learn how to love. That's why we do the martial sciences.
Exactly.
We teach people how to love from oneself is the love of all things.
Exactly. Another dimension to this is, which is really important, is look at and I quote unquote say senior leadership in the world. I mean, in the U.S. Yeah, you just had a president that was overtly a bully, and you still have one that is not so much overtly a bully, but some of his actions are bullying in and of themselves. Mm-hmm. So these folks are setting the tone. And as I always tell people, the fabric of America is sort of like a violent fabric. The jelly that holds everything together is violent. And it is here now. We got a Second Amendment, but the Second Amendment is because we are a violent society, you get all types of controls and some kind of power grabs and power displays and stuff like that. So the whole thing is, it's obvious that this whole concept of thinking that somebody can be handled or dominated in some kind of fashion, whether it's talking about them and talking about them in a malign way to make it seem as though they're less than the person that they want to project, or either just basically just out hitting on somebody or fighting on, perpetrating violence or treating your spouse in a bad way, whether it's verbally or physically or whatever. I mean, all of this stuff right here basically it comes from some kind of way, and always have. So
go ahead, Lee.
Right. So as we actually look for these solutions, we always got to be cognizant of that, because it's everywhere. It's almost stylish. It's some people will go so far as say it's sexy to be obnoxious to somebody and not to be respectful to people.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to turn over to Nicole Marie in just a second. I remember just watching the new. I mean, I'm sorry, not the news, but the actual programming. And I'm not going to say which station, but all they seem to promote is violent, high adrenaline shows that usually largely feature folks outside of our community. And I said, my gosh, this is all we see on. I mean, it wasn't even. This is scripted television. It wasn't even like it was some, you know, supposed reality, but this is scripted, things that we can avoid, but we dig in and just promote it, and I can only imagine the effect of who's ever watching it.
So, Nicole Marie, listen, I got to turn to you on this. I know that you brought up some things about, some points about domestic violence. You know, they just talked on it a little bit, touched on it. What can you tell us? Because I know that October, I think October is Domestic Violence Month, along with some other things.
Yes,
so can you share that again, please?
Sure. Like I said, Domestic Violence Awareness Month is for this month of October, and it ties in so well to what we're talking about, the bullying this morning, because it affects everyone, women, men, children. You know, no one is immune from it. And it's so key that just like we're discussing with bullying, with domestic violence as well, communication is the key. Education and communication, you know, getting the word out there and just being able to be a support to the victim and, you know, for this growing awareness. Now, if I can go back just a minute to the bullying, it's very important for us to set positive expectations about behavior. No matter, you know, whether it's the workplace, whether it's the schools, whether it's home, sports, whatever the case may be, by setting those positive expectations, because I see children myself, just if they know, okay, this is what is expected of me, 9 times out of 10, they're going to go by your expectations, because they know if you're firm and consistent and they know that they're not going to get away with it, they're going to act in a positive way when they're in your presence in that environment. And for me, that's the opportunity right there for that learning experience and to educate them.
Absolutely. And good points, Nicole Marie. Before we start to wind down on this discussion this morning, I know that October is also a different type of awareness month as well. So, you know,
yeah,
kind of like a
leftover,
but
month.
You know, yeah. What else is going on in October, Nicole Marie, that you can shed some light on this morning?
Okay, well, again, October is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is an annual international health campaign which is organized by major breast cancer charities, increase awareness of the disease, and to raise funds for research into its cause, prevention, diagnosis, treatment, and also cure. The pink ribbon is the symbol for breast cancer. And if I could just quickly just give just a few facts about breast cancer.
Go right ahead. Go ahead. What is that, the facts that you want to share on that? What are the facts of it?
One in eight women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime.
Yeah.
And that's one person every 2 minutes in the United States. And a man's lifetime, his risk is about 1 in 833. So it does affect both men and women. In women under 45, breast cancer is more common in Black women than any other race. And overall, Black women are more likely to lose their lives to breast cancer. About 85% of breast cancer occurs in women who have no family history, none. So early detection is the key. And I just want to stress how important it is to do those monthly exams and to schedule yearly mammograms. That's very, very important in early detection. Very, very important.
Well, we're going to continue. Go ahead, Nicole Marie, follow complete your thought.
I just wanted to say, just name a couple of organizations that our fans can reach out to: the American Cancer Society, and they can go to cancer.org, and then the Susan G. Komen Foundation, and that number is 1-877-GO-KOMEN. That's G-O-K-O-M-E-N.
Thank you. Hair Radio has also worked with that Look Good, Feel Good, which was a part of this whole initiative by the breast cancer awareness folks out there. And so we've always been, whatever's going on, we're part of it in this community. First, since we're kind of winding down, I want to remind everybody that next week we are on a break for production. So we are not live from 6 to 9. But if you're missing the Hair Radio Morning Show, I also run a 24-hour network over for Upscale Magazine, our friends at Upscale. They've been around for 35 years. And so they have a new radio station that airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and mostly plays a lot of our classic hair radio shows, a lot of our current broadcasts you can hear right there, along with this one a little later on today. So, again, it's upscalemagazineradio.com. Let me just say that again, www.upscalemagazineradio.com. After we wrap up today, you can go there and listen all around the clock. Plus, we have some great music and all kinds of other things and interviews and all of that. I also want to say, just to remind everybody, please, whatever you do, if you have not done so already, go to HAIRadio.com. That's our own website at HairRadio.com, and sign up to become a member. It's free. And plus, we have great stories there. I'm going to ask Dr. Dyer, my dear brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, and all of you, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, to continue to contribute by adding stories and the things there that you feel can make a difference. As we say now, do something, which is going to help here and through our platform. And when we return back to the airwaves on Tuesday, October 25th, that will be show number 774. And, wow, 774. Of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We have all new guests and a whole bunch of things lined up for you. And that's really my big thing I wanted to get on out to you guys. I got to go around before we sign off this morning and see. First, let me lead in Dr. Paul Dyer. Thank you for being with us on Thursday, Friday mornings. We'll see you again back on the 27th of October for the 27th and 28th. Broadcast of October of the Hair Radio Show, I should say. Dr. Dyer, any closing thoughts real quick? We have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I want people to reach out and reach out. Reach out to us and reach out and say something and do something. Be aware, be kind, be compassionate, and love.
Awesome. Nicole Marie.
I would just say be knowledgeable, be observant, and again, communicate and do something.
Yes. And Michael Hopkins.
One of the things I just want to say is that this was beautiful, what we've done here today. We created a dialogue, and that's the main thing, is creating a dialogue. We have the same thing in our veterans community. So,
absolutely.
Create a dialogue.
Thank you. And our guest today, you get the last word, Dr. Leroy Hines. What do you have to say? And also, real quick, what's next for you?
Hey, well, look, I've always got something going on. Right now, I'm working on the emotional intelligence course for sometime this coming spring, and Raina is one of my black belts is going to be actually handling that, and everybody get post black belt credit. But what I want to say is that this is a great format. I love it. I think this is really really helpful. I just hope that other folks out there, particularly if you're in the martial arts community, can tap into this right here and actually take this back to your dojos, your training hall, your dojangs or coons or whatever you want to call it. And basically spread the word and hopefully be able to use this as a catalyst to teaching others.
Yes. Well, on your Zoom call, I just want to say, I want to shout out to everybody who was on that call. Raina was great, everybody. And Grandmaster Ken, I remember, did a great job. And I just loved the whole thing. So great work on what you're doing. And did I get it right, Brother Lee? It's martial arts sciences. And I just love it. Great job on all of this. I know that's what you guys get to do.
I was going to say Dr. Dyer himself, in his own right, is a great martial artist. And, you know, it's an honor actually just sharing this call, being on the same call with him, as well as Michael. Michael is a martial artist of sort. He's a former war fighter, and I know Michael probably isn't proud of that, but so I'll give you that credit. And Nicole is a teacher, and I must admit, Nicole, my hat goes off to you, because in one of my lives I was a high school teacher in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh.
And I did it for a year, and it let me know that though when I was in school, some of the same stuff that I did came back to me as a teacher. So my hat goes off to any kind of teacher, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you guys are just awesome. And I just say, we have such a great team here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Didn't realize we had another 30 seconds. But you guys are awesome. And this is just one of the beginning discussions that we're going to have on this broadcast. Again, it's about, you know, folks always say, well, Kerry, I thought it's about hair. It is. Hair is the proxy, I always say. We're about hair, beauty, and community. And we did not shy away from the tough talk this morning. You guys are the best panel anybody could ever ask for. And it's just, you know, I think this is a great way for folks to get informed and to be educated. And so thanks again. And again, it's not going to end here, as you guys are going to hear, but definitely upscalemagazineradio.com. You'll see my latest graphics and everything else in the magazine and some great stories. So their website is upscalemagazine.com, by the way. And it's time to get on our outro. Everybody, thank you. We'll see you back here. We skip a week. We'll see you back here on October 20th morning. And make it a great weekend. I think it was an awesome Friday. And thanks again for being with us. We'll see you back here next time. Take care, everybody. Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com.